This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
The Colorado Avalanche wrapped up their preseason schedule in Vegas, winning 4-2, making them also 4-2 in the preseason itself. And for those of you who cry out loud, the preseason means nothing, let me tell you this, it means a lot to the people who aren't there anymore, one of them being Duncan Simmons. Duncan Simmons, if anything, became a fan favorite when he was the underdog every single year and he showed little progress. Why? I don't know. Everyone loves an underdog and they wanted to see a happy ending, but I don't believe it's going to be a happy ending as Duncan Simmons has now hit waivers, and I think somebody's actually going to pick him up, and if not, he's probably doomed to a life in the AHL, which is better than pumping gas or digging ditches, but still, it's not the show. No disrespect to those of you pumping gas and digging ditches, you just didn't get selected 11th overall in the NHL draft and find yourself not even playing NHL hockey for a living. The point I'm making is that the 11th overall never became good enough to be a full-time player in the NHL, and that says something about our drafting, that says something about the NHL scouting, and that also just says something about every year's a gamble, you never know what's going to happen, you think you got something, maybe you don't. But guess what, maybe we do now. Maybe somebody that other people gave up on who's now on our team is actually going to prove himself to be something. Who do you think I'm talking about? Here's a couple more hints. He's the guy that everybody thinks is going to flop as soon as it's for real. He's the guy that everybody's trying to find a good nickname or catchphrase for right now. He's also the guy who has the first name Nail, which is really weird. And with that mustache he's been rocking lately, you might as well just call him Senior Yakupov, or maybe Groucho Yakupov, or anything Yakupov who wears a mustache. Here's what I've seen, what I know, where I'd be placing my bets. I believe that Yakupov is a really good player, but I believe he's a really good player when he has really good players around him, complementary players, players who can keep up with him mentally and his speed, and who can feed him the puck so he can get off that really, really quick release that he has. Where he's not good is on a third or fourth line, playing with players who can't keep up with him mentally, physically, hockeyly. I think that what we really have to do is give him a fair chance and give him that chance for quite a while. We want to see him out of the gates. We want to give him a lot of time to see if he can gel with the guys that we have on the ice. And who knows, Yakupov might be the English word for it, revitalized Duchesne's career. Crazier things have happened. In the same way that we like the underdog Duncan Simmons, we like the underdog Duchesne now. Why? Because everybody's counting him out, but wouldn't it be a great story if he got his mojo back, if him and everybody on the team started giving respect knuckles in the locker room again and hugging and kissing or whatever they did before when they loved each other? How awesome would it be if that all came back together? And not to be a buzzkill, it'd be cool for a year or two, but then his contract would be up, and even at that point, if things had gone really well, I couldn't blame Duchesne for pulling a Paul Stastny on us, or a Ryan O'Reilly, or any of the players who have decided that Colorado isn't the place that you want to be right now. I think that's turning around, though. I think that there are players who want to be here, and not just the players who are contractually bound to the Colorado Avalanche, but other players are seeing the disruption underway, which means that something cool is going to come out of it. To which you might say, but that sounds a lot like you're saying Sackett's doing a good job. And what if he was? What if we were wrong? What if we weren't giving it enough time? What if we don't understand the business of hockey like they do? Or what if he is in fact slow? Either way, I see things getting better, and you can give credit to whoever you want for that. And speaking of post-NHL careers, has anyone seen John Michael Lyles on Altitude? Yeah, it would appear that JML went from NHL to ALT, which is not bad IMHO at all. LOL, or something stupid. I'm not even sure where that came from, but I guarantee you I was thinking the same thing that all you were thinking the minute that you saw him. Where the hell's Riker? They're not replacing Riker, are they? There's no way they're going to do that. And then the second thought you thought after that was, wow, he looks just as nervous as Riker did when he first started on TV too. I believe in both cases you're right. No, they're not replacing him. Maybe he needed a little bit more time to work on his golf game so he couldn't do every single show, or maybe they just want to start bringing in somebody new. Either way, I don't think that Riker is gone yet. I think we all love him too much for that, and they understand that. But I do believe they're grooming JML to take over somebody. We don't know who yet. If that is in fact the case, then that's probably 2 or 3 years down the road before that happens. In my humble opinion, of course. But it wouldn't be overly weird, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure that Ryan Bolding guy is gone now, and he was really good at what he did. But I digress. Let's talk concussions. Oh my god, did you see that hit in the Packers game? Danny Trevathan, who used to play for the Broncos, absolutely laid out some guy. I don't know, some guy who was tied up, had his helmet just kind of held in place, and Danny Trevathan came over and rammed it like a cannonball coming out of a cannon, hitting a pirate flat in the head and knocking him out while his mouthpiece went flying. It was nuts. I don't know exactly what happened to get AJ Greer concussed, but I imagine it was something like that because he's a tough dude, right? Yeah, I know. Strange segue. That's what I do. Anyways, here's the thing about AJ Greer. I stood up for the way he played a while back because I believe in the way he plays. I think that tough isn't bad, but here's the caveat. You have to last. You have to have a game that doesn't go away after a preseason. You can't go out there and kill yourself before you've actually played some real hockey. Again, I don't know exactly how he got the concussion that he has. It's keeping him out right now, but I do think this could become a problem. And this is the one caveat in what I was saying before. I want him tough. I want him gritty. And I want him to be maybe even borderline dirty, so long as he doesn't take penalties doing it. But I do want him out on the ice. So if AJ Greer has to dial his game back 5% to make that happen, then I think 5% is going to buy him 5 years in this league. Otherwise, he'll find himself sucking down CBDs and wearing dark glasses, trying to avoid feeling like shit from all the concussions he's had. Concussions are for real people, and they last with you a lifetime if you have too many of them. I really hope that this is something that we can solve in his game, because I think he does have a long career ahead of him. Maybe not topping this chart or that chart or making an all-star game, but just playing really good hockey and getting in people's face when he has to. Yeah, I'm saying if there's an AJ Greer bandwagon, it's got a Colorado Hockey sticker on the back of it. Speaking of which, guess what we like? Pictures. Guess what everybody else likes? Free stuff. Guess what else they like on top of that? Stickers. Well, what if we exchanged with you pictures for free stickers? All you have to do is take good pictures, send them to us. If we use them on the cover of this podcast or any other podcast or anything else that we do, we send you stickers for free because you're awesome and we appreciate you being awesome. So, be sure to check out Stickers for Pictures. That's where you send us pictures, we send you stickers, and be awesome, okay? So while we're talking young guys here, let's have a look at a couple of the guys who I think are also going to stay on this team for a long time. Tyson Jost, obvious, right? His goal, while it's fun that he got his name on the board, isn't something that's going to get him much highlight real time. It was a fluke of a goal, but I'm glad that he got it. But another player who's playing quietly and not getting in too much trouble, which is really good for his career and his position, is Chris Bigras. I call him Biggie.
Hey, Biggie. Biggie, can't you see?
So you see, Biggie is one of these players who's kind of a bubble player, but he's a bubble player with more potential than that. And I think he's a guy who can sit firmly in the 3-4 role on the defensive roster. I think that like Tyson Barry, when he had the really good year before he got taken out by the Minnesota Wild, I think he needs time. I think you let him get in there and he gets in this flow state, and pretty soon he's flowing really good. And I think he's going to sustain that for a while, play some good defense, but also put some points up. His defense is the suspect part of his game, even though he plays that position, but he does it well enough and he plays offense from that position well enough to make him a real relevant threat on this team. I also think that Biggie sees the ice well enough to put a pass like EJ did on the stick of Sven Andergetto in the last game to score a goal, out of the zone quickly, maybe even crossing three lines before the guy grabs it just before he goes offside. I think he has that vision and that ability to put the puck quickly on a stick for a breakaway. And so you may have noticed by this point, I'm not really saying a lot of negative things. I mean, the Duncan Siemens thing is what it is. Everybody else has been really positive, and that's what I'm taking out of the preseason. I'm feeling pretty good about things. I know that we have last season to look at, where we went 6-0 and then we went 6-sucks every six games. I think this time around, we're going to be a better team, balanced. We're not going to go win the cup, but I do think that we're going to go out there and compete, and we're going to show these flashes of what we're going to become. And I think we're going to start to become that this season. I think we're going to have at least a 500 team. We might even be a couple over that. And as impatient as I am, I call that a win. I think that we're moving in the right direction again. I think we've lost a lot of dead weight, and we haven't added any more dead weight, or at least too risky of dead weight, for very long. The Avs gave Cohen a chance, and he didn't perform. They got rid of him. That's what you're supposed to do. It's unfortunate, but that's how it works here. He got a chance, and he just didn't do well enough, and we don't want not well enough on our team. We can settle for not quite there yet, but has lots of potential. We can settle for needs some maturing or some time in the AHL, but what we can't settle for anymore is too old, last chance, walking off into the sunset type players, which is exactly why we don't have Jágr on our team. Yeah, watch us go get Jágr now. The short of it all, my friends, is we have a competitive team. We have a coach who's feeling pretty confident about himself and his system, and we have a lot of hungry guys who want to make a dent in the NHL ecosphere so that they have a job for a long time to come, be it with the Avalanche or not. They're here to play hockey, and they're going to put it on the line. I understand that with youth and inexperience, mistakes will happen, but with Vardy 2.0, I think we're back in the game. I think we can afford some of that, and the payoff is going to be worth it on the front end. And lastly, kudos to all of you out there keeping the Avs Fam Snowball Chance in Hell contest at play. We didn't say anything about it this year, and we've had a lot of people getting involved early on in the preseason. I expect that it'll come back in full, and here's how it works in case you don't know. Prior to the Colorado Avalanche hockey game, you get on Twitter and you tweet to me who is going to score the game-winning goal and what the final score of the game is going to be, at which point you will not win because there's no snowball's chance in hell. In 3 years, five people have won, but if you do in fact get this right, you get a free shirt no matter where you live. You could be in Sweden, you could be in Ohio, you could be in Colorado, you could be on Mars. If you can win this contest, Avs Fam will ship you that shirt no matter where you are. But guess what? You don't have to win the contest to get awesome shirts. You could just go to www.avsfam.com and pick out the shirt you love the most, buy it, send it to yourself, and do a little party. Take pictures. We like those too. avsfam.com. Stay awesome.